For KSQD, my name is Casey. In recent months, the Trump administration has ramped up its mass deportation campaign here in the United States, which has resulted in massive waves of protests and demonstrations. California in particular has become a hotspot for protests against ICE, with Trump mobilizing the National Guard against the knowledge or the consent of Governor Gavin Newsom. Most notably, the impromptu anti-ICE protests in LA have divided many who debate whether violence and vandalism is bad for optics and the result of a few opportunists, or rather the result of resistance and desperation. Last Saturday, June 14th, it's estimated that over 5 million people participated in the No King's Day protests held all across the US. While I knew my fellow Santa Cruzians would be making me proud back at home, I trekked all the way to San Francisco to get some thoughts and perspectives from people on the ground. Here's what they had to say.
So what's the goal today?
We really want to come together and speak out that we don't want ICE in San Francisco. We don't want Trump mobilizing the National Guard against the wishes of all Californians. We're in solidarity with our immigrant and LGBTQ neighbors. And we're here just to show our disgust at everything Trump's done.
Yes, Trump thinks he was elected emperor, and we are out here to fight back. And we're going to fight back any way we have to.
Honestly, to fight tyranny and get Trump out of office.
Exactly what he said. He's pretending that he has power that he doesn't. So the only thing we could really do is fight back.
We're representing all of the ideals on which this country was allegedly founded, which includes we the people, give me your huddled masses, and land of the free.
He should have never been elected. I just got to resist the way things are. The people are too passive. Myself, I feel that we need to do this every weekend. The Democrats are too passive. They should be telling everybody to be out every weekend.
During the march, I encountered a photographer. And since I was also armed with my camera, I thought I'd strike up a conversation with him.
So I see you got your camera out. What have you seen so far? What have you taken pictures of?
Lots of people supporting each other. Very peaceful, very nice. Standing up against what's happening in our country right now. You know, there's no reason for these people to be deported and in the manner that they are being deported. It's not right. It's the beginning of something very, very bad. So it's beautiful to see all the people, at least here in San Francisco, standing up against it. And in LA and all the places today where everything's happening, you know?
He brought up LA, and it really got me thinking about the contrast between Los Angeles and San Francisco. If you were to ask people around, they would say that the San Francisco protests felt a lot more like a party, whereas the ones in Los Angeles felt like a war. So of course, I was compelled to start asking people.
What's your reaction to some of the more spontaneous demonstrations we've seen throughout the country, and specifically in Los Angeles?
I'm definitely supportive of the demonstrations in Los Angeles. I think that they, you know, need to show that this administration can't bully people.
The spontaneity of it all kind of reiterates how important immigration is to the United States. Our country was built on immigration. It's heartbreaking to hear about all of these people being separated from their family.
Well, I think Los Angeles is inspiring because it's people who have immigrant family members themselves are leading the way.
Honestly, I see people putting their lives on the line to support something they believe in, and I can't help but support that.
I think it's fantastic, but it's always sad because whenever you gather in large crowds, you're going to have bad actors, and there's always going to be surreptitious individuals that show up masquerading as something that they're not, giving a bad name to those people that are demonstrating peaceably.
Along my journey, I couldn't help but eavesdrop on a conversation between two demonstrators. One of the individuals was actually in Los Angeles during the anti-ICE protests that helped spark the No King's Day movement. Of course, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to ask him firsthand what he saw that day.
I was on the side of the 101 when protesters blocked it on the, I think, the southbound side first and then the northbound side. It was mostly peaceful folks out there showing their support for the immigrant community. There were a couple of agitators throwing bottles at the police and that kind of thing, but the vast majority of people were just there to show their support and show their frankly, like anger and disgust at what had been going on in Los Angeles. I grew up in LA. I still have family and friends down there. People are scared for themselves, their family, their coworkers. It's an untenable situation.
What will the long-term effects be if Trump's mass deportation campaign is successful?
Honestly, it's going to destroy the entire working class. It's going to create a bourgeoisie that no longer is effective. And honestly, the executive branch really needs to do a better job of supporting the working class people who honestly are keeping this entire country together.
I feel like if it keeps progressing, it's not going to stop there. It'll move on to the next group of people and it'll keep happening over and over. So it's just the beginning and we really have to fight back to prevent it from progressing.
If he succeeds in kicking a lot of immigrants out of this country, who is he going to kick out next is the question. To say nothing of the fact that our country cannot run without immigrants from south of the border. Let's get real.
What do you say to those who really want to support the cause but are a little weary when they see violence break out?
I understand the anger around the protests, but I really feel like we defeat ourselves when they tip into violence. And there are people that will take advantage of situations.
Don't believe the hype you see in the corporate-owned media, because you can have tens of thousands of people out here, but they'll show you a picture of the one guy who wants to break a window.
Properties, you can be replaced. You can't replace humans. You can't replace pain. Sorry.
I'm weary too, but you just show up. But what we need to have is the right numbers of people to reach the critical mass so that we can turn this around.
I mean, I'm not a supporter of violence, but I understand it. I understand why it happens. I don't fault anybody for it. It's kind of part of this protest process. If you look just through the whole history of America, revolution and violence are just acts of destruction, stuff like that. They go hand in hand with this protest stuff. People are fed up.
Violence breaks out when people decide to try and force their power on others. So if you are weary, if you are tired, come support the cause, because it's the right thing to do. And honestly, we are too. That's why we're here, is because we're weary, is because we're tired. We outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1. And it only takes one person to stand up and fight back, and then it will change everything for everyone.
100%. In the days following No Kings, Trump has accelerated his mass deportation campaign, ordering ICE to crack down efforts on Democratic-led cities, likely as retaliation to the demonstrations. Additionally, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Trump, allowing him to retain control of the National Guard in California as citizens continue to take action. While the protests didn't necessarily stop or slow down Trump's immigration effort, for many, that wasn't the point of No Kings. They see it as the beginning of mass resistance, which historically has been the answer to tyranny. But only time will tell what the future holds for America. For KSQD, my name is Casey, with Squid on the Street. Many voices, one station. Thanks for listening.